speed kills, balls to the wall, no bullshit heavy metal radio. Welcome to episode 2, Proud to be Loud. Thanks to War for tuning into the show. Special hello going out to the crew in Bangalore, Rohit, Sid and Shaik. Special g'day also going out to Phil, Murray and Chris, Atomic Thrash here in the States as well. And to everybody else that's tuning in from wherever your dungeon may be. On the show tonight, two Venom tracks for Phil, who has actually been waiting for quite a long time for this. Some classic Manowar heavy metal powerhouse, Power God, with a fantastic cover of Q5's Steal the Night. We've also got a request for some Anthrax and some Blind Guardian, and a band from South America that has the vocal range like you wouldn't believe. The only way I can describe it is that of a similarity to Rob Halford. As well, tonight we're going to be playing tribute to Marty Friedman, the legendary guitarist. No, he's not dead, just obsessing over his career at the moment. And we will cover his stuff right from the early days with Hawaii, which is going back a few years as well. This is Speed Kills, the best of heavy metal from all over the world. Here at your sanctuary for bullshit and duff duff music. If I wanted to hear that crap, I'd push your hearing device in the lower intestine of a geriatric and listen to the sound of shit producing. Maybe a little bit more interesting than the hippity hoppity stuff you hear on everyday radio. Well, not here on Speed Kills. Coming up for you now, some classic heavy metal from a band called Airwolf. This is taken from their 1999 release of Victory Bells with a song titled Starfire.
You've been born in the signs we see. The stars be
Hawaii on Speed Kills from their 1985 album The Natives Are Restless. This band actually from Hawaii, very cool, legit sound with Marty Friedman on the shred. Before that was Blind Guardian from their album Leading the Blind, released in either 88 or 89. I can't remember which year it was, but that was for Nahara in Auckland. He also in a power metal band called Autis, and from what I've heard, some very cool stuff. Can't wait for some recordings on Speed Kills as well. But in the meantime, go check them out on Facebook. That's spelling again, O-R-T-V-S, Autis. You can also find us on Facebook as well if you type in the name of The Sick Room. The Sick Room being the entity of the show. The Sick Room used to be a multi-genre show in itself, but is now split into several different one genre shows, and Speed Kills just being one of them. Now remember, if you're in a band, you can email us your stuff, speedkills172@yahoo.co.nz, and I'll gladly play your material on our show as well. Also, for tonight's playlist, if you're curious to check out what we have played, it'll end up on the Facebook page at some point as well. And for everything else you need to know, you can check us out there as well. Remember that Facebook page, facebook.com, The Sick Room. Still to come on Speed Kills, Marty Friedman, Megadeth from their Rust in Peace album, a request for some Anthrax, we got some Agent Steel, and still so much more to come. Stick around, it's Speed Kills, glad to have you folks along the ride. Coming up for you now, we've got two Venom songs with Phil, kicking off with a rare track called Flatline.
garbage all over the streets and the blame. Doing horrible things to little pussycats. Oh, but you gotta be loving it. You absolutely love it. Slag!
That's good, brother!
As much as I love this band, I don't think I'll ever be able to take them seriously. Venom on Speed Kills, British heavy metal, speed metal, thrash metal, black metal, you name it, they've done it or they've started it. Venom starting in 78 and still around today. I actually had an interview lined up with Kronos last year, but I was moving house and unfortunately I wasn't able to do that interview. So hopefully I can get in touch with Kronos again and arrange another interview. Anyway, we do have some interviews coming up to look forward to, Exciter and Agent Steel. But back to Venom, I'd spoken to their manager at the time and apparently rumour had it that they were looking at touring New Zealand at some point soon as well. Fingers crossed, I'll keep it posted, but right now it's time for Marty Friedman, the master neoclassical shred god. Most known for his time with Megadeth and their fantastic record, Rust in Peace. Friedman started in 89 with Megadeth and left in 99, was it? Something like that. Well, they sucked after that anyway, so I guess that's when Friedman left. In my opinion, Frightenland's definitely the backbone in Megadeth, and listening to his solo career and his stuff like that is a real treat. He recorded quite a few albums, and over the next coming time you will hear at least one or two songs from Marty Friedman's career per show, until we have heard them all. Alright, let's dive straight into them. This from his 1988 solo release, Dragon's Kiss, with a song called Saturated Point. After hearing this, I think I may have saturated my pants. It's amazing stuff. There it is, the Wonder Boy Marty Friedman on Speed Kills. Megadeth and Holy War is the punishment due from the 1990 release of Rust in Peace. And before that was Marty Friedman, Shred Guitar God, with Saturated Point from the 88 release of Dragon's Kiss. As I said before, these couple of songs we're playing, we will be playing every single Marty Friedman track Marty Friedman has ever recorded. We will be doing this a couple of songs per show, and this was actually inspired from another heavy metal radio show called House of Noise. What these guys are doing, they're playing one Manowar song per show to cover their entire career, and this is a great show run by Max and Brandon. They've been around for about 11 years now, and they're great guys, good friends of mine, and you can check out House of Noise on 104.6 FM Friday nights at 10:05 PM. Or you can check it out on metalradio.co.nz, a website for all your favourite radio shows in New Zealand, including Speed Kills. Coming up for you now, we have a request for some Anthrax from their first album, Fistful of Metal, from their 1984 release. That probably being the best lineup, with Scott Ian on rhythm guitar, Dan Spitz on lead, the legendary Neil Turbin on vocals, and Dan Lilke on bass, of course, with a Charlie B on drums. Produced by the legendary John Zazula under Megaforce Records. Megaforce also signing bands like Metallica, Testament, and Overkill, by the way, who have a new album out in about a week or so. More on this shortly, but what we're about to play is a song called Panic, as requested by Bo in Auckland. Bo is also on a thrash death band himself called Nullifier, so go check them out. I'm sure you can find something online somewhere for these guys, and we'll also try and get some tracks from them to play on Speed Kills as well. Anyway, moving along, this is it now. This is for Bo. Thanks for the request, mate. This is Anthrax from the 1984 release Fistful of Metal with Panic on Speed Kills. With Needful Things from their epic record Planetary Destruction. This album is super rare. I managed to find it on eBay for something like 45 USD. It's ridiculous. Before that was Anthrax with Panic, as requested by Bo. And if you do have a request, you can get in contact with us on facebook.com The Sick Room, or email us if you're in a band and would like your material played on the show. You can email us at speedkills172@yahoo.co.nz. Also, if you got a spare 10 grand, get in touch with me as well. I was looking up interviewing Megadeth and Anthrax, and they want to charge something like fucking 10 grand for a radio interview. But he's got that kind of fucking money lying around just for an interview. Well, I know I don't. And if you have a 10 grand spare, please get in contact with me, or if you have unwanted kids that you want me to traffic, that would do, I guess. Maybe I'll make an appeal to Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. This is Speed Kills, the best of heavy metal radio, coming up for you now. Some Narcissistic Manowar. That's right, Narcissistic Manowar. This band, I believe, is actually quite narcissistic. But I found this song quite amusing, so I'm going to play it. This next song needs no introduction. I'm just gonna play it because this band is seriously, well, it's not really worth mentioning, is it? Because you know who it is. This is Speed Kills. We've come to the end of Speed Killers episode 2, Proud to be Loud. Remember to catch us on Facebook.com, The Sick Room. You'll find in the playlist for this show up there as well. Thanks to all for tuning in to the show. It's been a blast. We'll be back same time, same place next week. On next week's show, Rare Thrash from Death in Action, Classic Annihilator, Judas Priest, more Marty Friedman, and also catch a supergroup made up of Testament and Exodus, and so much more. The biggest, the baddest thrash band of all time, and more antics. Also, the new Overkill album next week as well. This is me for the night, for the last few tracks. Just a quick hello to Mike, Brendan, Max, Bo, Nahara, Shaik, Rohit, Chris, and Phil, and to the rest of the clan listening out there. This is the last few songs for you. This is the last few songs, as I've just said. This, kicking it off, the powerhouse, Power God, with a brilliant cover of a Q5 Steal the Light. This has been Speed Kills.
Rooms where some